Praise be Jesus and Mary. I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. These words from today's gospel passage, Luke chapter 12, are some of the most mysterious words of Jesus, and also some of the most important words. And what did he mean by them? I have come to set the earth on fire. Well, we normally think of fire, of course, we think of, you know, the natural or physical element of fire, you know, that destroys and consumes things. It's also very valuable in the heat or warmth, the light, and the energy it provides. This isn't the kind of fire our Lord's referring to, of course, you know, this physical reality of fire, but some kind of spiritual fire, which emits a certain kind of spiritual heat, warmth, light, and energy. Ultimately, you know, this fire is identified with the very love of God, or even God himself, who is love. You know, we read in the letter to the Hebrews, God is a consuming fire. So this is why we see, like, the Sacred Heart of Jesus depicted, as we have here on my right. Almost every time we see the Sacred Heart of Jesus in a picture or statue, you know, the heart of Jesus is always, you know, bursting forth with flames of fire of divine love, all for love of us. So understood in this way, we can get a better idea of Christ's words, I have come to set the earth on fire. You know, this is exactly what our Lord came on earth to do, you know, to enkindle in our hearts the fire of his love. It was for love of us that he became man in the first place. Of course, first to give glory to God, you know, the incarnation. It was love for us that made him suffer and die on the cross. It was for love of us that he remained here on earth, you know, in the most blessed sacrament as our medicine, our food, our constant companion, even to the end of the world, the sacrament of charity. But alas, so many human hearts, even among Christians, perhaps ourselves, we're quite cold. We can be quite cold and indifferent towards the love of God. You know, so many human hearts burn with love, it's true, but with a disordered love and loving the wrong things. You know, a disordered love for the things of this world, your power, possessions, and pleasure. Our life, our existence, makes sense only when we see it in the context of the love of God for us. We exist only because God loves us, and our response to him can only be our love, to return love for love. That's what our whole purpose in life is for. Our lives are to be like little flames of fire that continually grow and spread, you know, catch other people on fire, as it were, you know, until there's like a, you know, a wildfire, as it were, in this world, and then to help set the whole earth ablaze on fire with the fire of God's love. You know, this is a nice sentiment, but it ought not to be just a nice sentiment, you know, the love of God for us and we love others. No, it must be a lived reality, of course. Our lives must be marked by concrete acts of love or charity. So, of course, first towards our Lord, and then towards our neighbor. You know, we have to remember that our love of God is genuine when we keep his commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If we don't love Christ, you know, that's reflected in us not keeping his commandments. As you know, the world today is filled with much sadness and misery, and this because it's lacking that which it, what it needs most, the love of God. Now, we as Christians, we have our privilege and responsibility to bring the love of God everywhere and to everyone, no one excepted. You know, we can do this, though, only if we stay close to the source of love, God himself, by fidelity to our daily prayers, spiritual reading, especially scripture, by frequent meditation on the truth of God's love for us. It hits home very powerfully when we meditate, for example, on the passion and death of Christ, or on his abiding real presence in the most blessed sacrament, the Holy Mass, Holy Eucharist, Holy Communion, and Eucharistic adoration, all that for love of us. And let us add, you know, by cultivating a true devotion to the Holy Spirit, we need to turn to the Holy Spirit in prayer, perhaps regularly, maybe daily, you know, because the Holy Spirit is the very love of the Father and the Son, sent by our Lord at Pentecost to renew the face of the earth and kindling in the hearts of the faithful the fire of his love. So the love of God, this is ultimately the solution to all the world's problems. You know, so many problems today, so much division, so much hatred, diabolical, hellacious, you know, hatred. And the only thing that can quench that, extinguish it, is another kind of fire, the fire of God's love, of course. So may each of us allow God to enkindle in our hearts the fire of his love and to share with everyone, beginning at home, in our families, with our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, with everyone. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen. Now,